The House convenes on Monday, August 23rd, and upon their return, lawmakers are expected to vote on a bipartisan infrastructure package that has already been approved in the Senate. This package includes funding to strengthen U.S. supply chains, and it includes the Make PPE in America Act. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details on the provision and how it impacts the U.S. cotton industry from producers to textile manufacturers.
This is something that the National Cotton Council, along with the National Council of Textile Organizations and a number of other groups have been focused on during the pandemic, is looking for ways to try to strengthen U.S. supply chains for PPE and other critical products that need to be produced and sourced here in the U.S. And so what these provisions would do, if enacted, is to require that PPE products such as face masks, medical gowns, other medical textile products, among other items that are needed in a pandemic, that those have to be produced in the U.S. with U.S. content. So in this case, for cotton products, would have to be made with U.S. grown cotton and produced within U.S. manufacturing facilities. In addition, given that the U.S. government is one of the major purchasers of PPE products, it would require that any federal government agencies that are procuring PPE, as well as for the national stockpile of these products, these departments would have to ensure that they are offering contracts for at least 2 years, so at least a 2-year purchase contract, to help facilitate greater investment in the production and supply chain of these products in the U.S. so that we are not relying on these from other countries and have the supply that we need domestically produced and sourced here in the U.S. And so the House is scheduled to return next week. Currently, they're looking to vote on the budget resolution that the Senate also passed recently, but there is also discussion that they may vote on this bipartisan infrastructure package as well, which again has already been approved by the Senate, and hopefully we'll see that advance through the House at some point this fall and then be signed into law by the President.